Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, our assignment from yesterday. Beginning today, your daily practice will be to 1. Start your day by listening to a recording from day 20. Practice your behavior change. Record what you notice at the end of the day. All right.
A good practice for the rest of one's life.
Exactly. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, good morning. It's Marianne from Vancouver calling.
Good morning, Marianne. What are you seeing?
Well, my behavior change that I'm working on is... Mm-hmm. To not have ego projects.
Oh, say more about that.
Well, this came to me because I went to something and it was a social justice thing. I got really enthused about it and was trying to get everybody worked up to do something. And then the next morning I woke up and I just opened my eyes, and what dropped in was, that's an ego project. And I went, right. And it's sort of like how I operated all my life. And I just could see, how the ego takes something. And then I'm off and running and convincing other people, and then, at some point it's going to become a burden, and I'm in over my head kind of thing. And I just saw, wow, I don't have to do that anymore.
Uh-huh. And so does that mean that you have to not participate at all, or did you see...
No, I think what it is that I participate from a different place.
Uh-huh.
Because what I could
yeah.
see with some of the behaviors that came up was, after a while, I stopped listening to people. I stopped asking questions and being curious and finding out what was going on for them. And the ego took over, and it was all about ego and...
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So, that kind of behavior where it becomes about me, not what
mm-hmm.
the project is.
Mm-hmm.
Or
it's... And so, well, in that way, I'm projecting, it would be possible to see that process, because you said you've been this way, doing this your whole life. So you could see, even though the content changed with various interests or pursuits, that process of being taken over by ego was the same in each of those.
Yeah, and it's something that, I could just see, that is exactly how I used to work. And
mm-hmm.
I can see why that in lots of cases it ended up not being that satisfying, because
mm-hmm.
it was like I ended up with way more... doing way more stuff than I could manage, and I felt like I had to do it right to the very end. And
mm-hmm. So what you're describing perfectly, of course, is how ego operates, right? Tons of energy, great excitement, jump in, and then here come the standards, right? So it moves from what motivated you, I would guess there was a heart opening, kind of a resonating with whatever this is, and then ego slides in, takes over, here come the standards, and then it's about doing, right? So there's no more being present with what is, because we got to do, because ego is doing, and then the doing gets more complex and harder, and the standards aren't being met, and it becomes overwhelming, and then you don't want to do it anymore. Which is, so if we see that process as a whole cycle, then the energy gets sucked out. You feel bad, right? I mean, how can you not feel like a failure because you put all this into it and it didn't go the way you were told it was going to go? And then you kind of rest up from that for a while. And then here comes the next excitement and the next enthusiasm. And you can see that just that wheel of karma turning, rolling right along.
Yes, that's definitely what I saw. And it's just like, but the thing that was, you know, so there's this grim picture, but there's also, life has a bit of sense of humor about it.
Because yes. Oh, absolutely.
Because I awoke when I awoke.
Yes. Yes. Well, and you, it, the thing that I appreciate so much about awareness practice is it just, in an instant, you saw the entire thing. I mean, it's been going on for a lifetime, right? And in an instant, there was that clarity, which is why we practice, right? It's not that now you have to become a new, improved, better person. That's not it. You saw the karma. You realized, oh, and I don't need to do that anymore. Now, is ego going to try to stumble you up somewhere else in some other way? Absolutely. But you've seen that one there.
Yeah. Well, I think ego stumbled me up because I'd had some insight through the compassionate scheduling and through the email class. Mm-hmm. And so then I was, you know, having these insights. So then, of mm-hmm. course, why not have a great big ego takeover?
Right. Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, put paid to all of that clarity. Let's get her out of that. She's all those insights. This is not going well for us. So here's a nice big project for you to get excited and enthusiastic about. Yeah.
So, you know, grateful for practice. And
oh, yeah.
Always
oh
waiting to open my eyes.
Yes. Well, and because it's fun, that's what you're describing, right? It's not, oh, my God, my whole life has been a mistake, which is how ego would like to frame it for us. You know, you've been doing this your entire life. Look at the time and energy you wasted. No, no. This is the process of waking up. And when we realize that it is a process, we get really excited about the process, right? Rather than a content. We get really excited. We have the same energy and enthusiasm. It's just that it's for life instead of for ego.
Yes. Could I say amen?
Amen, sister. All right. Thank you, Marianne.
And gosho, gosho.
Gosho.
Thanks, Marianne. Sherry, what dropped in for me around that, it's very similar to the conversation we were having this morning about how as soon as we get involved in anything that requires us to become a person, if we're doing awareness practice, it feels always somehow less clean than doing it from a place of awareness.
Yeah.
And I think that was what Marianne was describing. The ego takeover is I become the person who does the project.
Yeah.
And it becomes the what, not the how. And so, as you said, I move from a place of energy and excitement, which was the source of my inspiration, to doing, to the implementation, to meeting the standards and move into that identity that does projects rather than staying as Marianne so beautifully described it, you know, I stop listening. And that's what, as you said, ego does. It becomes a dead interaction, not a live presence of I'm engaged in life with this content.
Mm-hmm. And we can just feel the energy drain out of us, right?
Yes,
that's where burnout happens, right? Where people get burned out because eventually ego is just driven a person to do, and then there's no more energy left, and there's just feeling bad, feeling like a failure.
Yeah, and we lose our connection to the aliveness of it if we're just performing at the identity level.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry Ashwini. It's Jan in the Bay Area.
Hello. Hey, Jan. What are you seeing?
Hi. Well, I love that last conversation. I got to see myself over and over in that.
Yeah, and, kind of captured it for us, didn't it?
Beautiful description.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I love this part of the behavior change. And what I just was going to mention a couple things that led to my decision, but I hadn't been well for several days, physically well. And boy, I watched how it magnified something wrong, not enough. I noticed, I know that from past experience when I'm sick, when I'm not well, that that tendency is there. So it wasn't a surprise, but I got to see it so clearly, how it operates and how it takes over and the energy drain, the whole deal. And I don't know, it seemed like I experienced it in a new way, maybe because of the year-long retreat, you know, that I was focused on that. So anyway, I ended up picking exactly the example of recording three times a day of the, you know, this moment of perfection. And what's been so wonderful about it is even to see in those recordings, as I'm doing the recordings, how it tries to come in. Oh, that's not really what we meant by recording the perfection in this moment. You know, it's always there. But to see it that way and to go on and just do it, I mean, it did make it almost, well, after a while, it's made it playful because, yeah, you're always going to be there. Okay, go ahead, say what you're going to say, but I'm doing this, you know. And what happens is when it says what not to do or what it isn't supposed to be, what I found, my experience of that, is it just opens the door. Oh,
yes.
No, what that means, I'm going to look at the opposite because we've been trained in this process all year. The opposite is to know that and much, much more. Mm-hmm. It's been so fun. Yeah.
Yes. And so something that I can't remember when we were talking about this, but it sounds familiar to me. So what you're describing is, so you've made this commitment, and now it's time to do this thing. And there's that impulse. There's that clarity. It's time to, it's time to make my first recording of the day. And what follows that clarity is ego. No. No. And then it starts whatever campaign. You know, well, but basically, it's whatever variation of no a person might fall for. Right? Because what we're meant to do is miss the original impulse. And so, and go with the no. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure that. but you were there because you've been practicing. You were there for the original, no, this is my commitment. This is what I'm doing. So you watch that negativity, that ego negativity come up, and it's just funny because it's so obviously it's a process that has nothing to do with you or what you're doing. And so it doesn't matter that it's there. Right? It's the noisy neighbor. It just doesn't matter because it doesn't have anything to do with you or what you're doing. And so you just, okay, this is what we're doing. And you go ahead and do what you set out to do in the first place.
Right. And it's so wonderful to get to that point. But I have to say, but earlier in the process, maybe because of not feeling well, but that I couldn't even put my finger on the sensations that brought this, but all day yesterday, something's wrong was coming, and I mean, I knew what it was coming from, but I couldn't even go to a sensation or point to anything that would, you know, that was keying it off.
Two things about that are so important for everybody. One, when you're not feeling well, you're not feeling the way you're used to feeling. And that is just, that is such an open doorway for egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate to just roar through, because the sensations in the body are different, and so there's something wrong. That, I mean, that's just a straightforward connection that the ego can make, right? And so as you, as because you practice, you're going, well, that can't be it, right? I mean, there actually isn't anything wrong, and yet I keep feeling like there's something wrong. I can't put my finger on what it is. Well, it's because there isn't anything wrong, right? But the process that ego is using is a process that works really well if a person doesn't know how to pay attention. You would just run with it. You know, you would go with, well, you know, I think it's that the kids are, well, I think it's that my partner is, well, I think it's that this is, you know, yeah, that's probably it. And off into the story that explains what's wrong. But you're there, so you know that that's not. So once again, you have practiced to be able to stay with what is so, rather than going off in the directions that ego likes to take us.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just funny, as you're describing it, I realize it was so tempting. It was so tempting.
Oh.
it makes me all the more grateful for practice that, yes, the temptation's there and it's going to get me at times, maybe not this time, but particularly with health and physical stuff, as I age, I want to be ready for that. I mean, there are going to be things. It's going to be really tough. I mean, there's no question about that at times. So
that is,
I want to be really familiar with that process. Yeah.
Yes, and it'll be really tough if you go the way that ego wants you to go. But what you're describing is with the bringing attention to it, bringing awareness to the process, it can be interesting. It can be fascinating, right? Because the thing we know is, I don't know. So for years, we can afford to be unconscious about the body because it just goes right along, right? And so we don't need to pay attention to it. And for a lot of people, they don't have to wait till old age for stuff to suddenly happen with the body that tosses them into I don't know what this is. There's something wrong. And society has us so conditioned that if I don't feel well, that's wrong. Actually, it's interesting. It's life, right?
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It really is. Thank
both
you,
of you,
Jan. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Jan.
Go happy.
You too.
What I was seeing in that conversation, right, Cherry, is that there is a place we get to practice where noticing conditioned mind operating does not destroy the perfection of now.
Yes. Yes. Beautifully stated. That it's not separate from the perfection of now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm. Here's the next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oops. Hi, this is Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Yes, beautifully.
Hello? Oh, great.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you seeing?
Let's see. Okay. Well, I'm a little surprised to get on. So my practice commitment was to participate in sort of whatever practice was offering me. So right now that's, you know, getting on the call and getting the cue kind of no matter what.
If you could quit moving.
Ego's idea.
Hang on a sec.
You know,
hang
that I have to have, that I should know what I'm going to say, that I should know what my contribution actually is, or that it's possible to know what my contribution is.
Vanessa, Vanessa, could you stop a second? I think there's a lot of static on the line.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. It did you hear
like
any
you.
Of that?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely so. Uh-huh. So let me reflect to make sure. So what you hear is that you have to know ahead of time what you're going to do, what you're going to say, what your contribution is going to be. That you have to be prepared ahead of time to know. Is that kind of it?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so and what I see is, of course, that's everywhere. You know, just that knowing of like, okay, what am I doing? There's an idea that I actually know what I'm doing, but it's only ego's idea because really I can't know what the effect of myself is. I can only, and by trying to guess, then the attention isn't on what life's guidance is.
That's exactly
what might
it.
Be.
That is, yes, that's exactly it. If we are being, if we are present, then there is simply life unfolding, right? As soon as I want to be someone who experiences life unfolding, I have moved into that ego conversation. Is that what you're seeing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's kind of even taking, I mean, I think, yes, that as soon as there's a goal, then I'm already out of where I am. Yeah.
That's right. You're somebody. Yeah. You're an ego, right? You're an illusion of someone who is separate from life, who is going to know. And it's just not possible, is it?
Yeah. Right. Right. And then everything comes, you know, and then all the blockages start. There's never any way to move. I mean, depending on what the story is going, either it's like what the first caller was talking about, full steam ahead, this is the direction, go, or it's, you can't do anything, you know.
Right.
It's,
you just got to sit in a corner.
And they're sort of the same thing.
In paralysis. Right. They are
right.
Exactly the same thing.
That is so
big to see, isn't it? Because, again,
yeah.
in ego's world of duality, those don't have anything to do with each other. Either you are
mm-hmm.
participating, and that has to be in quotes because you're not participating from that place,
right.
or you're not, you're doing nothing. Those don't have anything, and they are exactly the same process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so,
and then
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. And then.
Well, I was just going to say, what I feel like I've heard you say a bunch of times is just the simplicity of like coming back to the breath, or I think you were talking about it yesterday, just like turning attention to awareness, your stomach. Unclenches and your shoulders relax, and that's it. Like that simplicity is also part of that. I mean, ego just goes crazy with that. Like that can't be it.
Yes, yes, yes. And the other thing that goes with that is a little smile and a I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Well, what about? Well, what about? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and surrendering into that place, like I'm always caught up with that surrender. Like, who is surrendering? Like, if you're actually there, why would you call it surrendering? But I don't know. I guess there is a surrender.
But you know the experience, don't you, Vanessa? We can't put it into words.
Yeah.
But you know the experience. And so let me just offer you this, okay? What believes it is separate, what wants to be separate is what is surrendered. And what is aware
mm-hmm.
of the whole process is what is surrendered into. So it's the way we talk about it in practice all the time. That ego that is an illusion of being separate from life is surrendered. And what is there then is the awareness that was always containing even that illusion of separation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So good, isn't it?
Yeah. And that, yeah, it's so good. And that sort of seems like when you would get the little, like the chuckle that the last caller was talking about, like, oh, there's ego, blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
Fine.
Yes,
and
there
I'm
it is.
Here. And yeah.
That's right.
That.
And it's yeah. that realization that the I who is watching all of that is not the I of ego. It's the eye of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have, you know, the eye of awareness gets the capital letter and the eye of ego gets the small mm-hmm. letter, right? And that can
right.
help us realize that those are two very different experiences. And the one that we're actually experiencing mm-hmm. is the capital I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you,
right.
Vanessa. Have fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Gosho.
Bye-bye. Gosho.
Bye-bye.
Sure, we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. It's Colin here in Kent.
Well, hello, Colin.
Hello.
What's going on in Kent?
Oh, well, there's lots going on here in Kent today. Yeah, I had my fundraiser today for the Bridge Walk, and so it's so I'm very excited about that. Yes, it went very well. And one of the things I've been looking at is about being busy and believing that my life is working out because I'm so good at getting things done, rather than because of the practice that I'm doing. And so my commitment is to make recordings about how practice is making my life work out. And so today I was really grateful for what happened today because it never would have happened on the content level had it not been for practice. Because if I hadn't been asked to do that, you know, it wouldn't have happened. But it was just on the process level. I never would have had that experience that I had today of all the love and the warmth and the connection and the well-being. Never would have happened if it wasn't practice. And that's the sort of thing that I've been looking at.
Yeah, and to be able to see that, right? To realize that it's such a kindness to the human being to recognize that. Right, because in exactly the way we were just talking about with Vanessa, you know, we're so talked into believing that we are that ego doing all up to me, making it happen, bamboozle, right? And to realize that the authentic human being has been just one step after the other, one foot after the other. You know, just going along, practicing, and getting to the point where, in this case, he can say, you know, my life is really working. And and I'm really clear, it's not because of ego making things happen.
Yes. And I do notice, you know, you could sort of look, someone might look at my life and I'm doing quite sort of mundane, ordinary things really and just really enjoying it. And, you know, and I've had lots of like paint on my hands this week and my trousers are muddy and just really enjoying that sort of,
being five again, right?
That's right, yes, absolutely. And, you know, I've got scratches on my arms and it's been absolutely fun. I mean, we're just really enjoying that and just it's been really, really, it's just wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it just takes us to that deep thank you. Right? Just thank you. Thank you for everything. When it's, people will say, well, who are you thanking? What is the thank you? It's just for everything, to everything, everything. Just thank you. It's Dag Hammarskjöld. He said, for everything that has been, thank you. For everything to come, yes. Please.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the commitment, it is really like doing a gratitude recording, and just as we're sort of coming, I don't know if it's this month's focus or if it's the culmination of the whole year, but it just seems to be all sort of coming together really beautifully. I just feel we've been carried to this beautiful place with this month's focus. It's been absolutely wonderful. Yeah, and so I'm very, so thank you.
And again, Colin, just to reinforce that it all comes down to us saying yes. Right? Yes to what life offers us, the clarity that practice offers us. And saying yes to that and participating in that. And we have all these beautiful, what feel like rewards, right, as our life opens up. And we just get happier and happier.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
Go ahead.
No, just to say thank you then. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Colin.
Right. Bye-bye. Lovely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, all Colin. Right. And Jerry, that brings us to the end of the show and our assignment for today. Do your daily practice, whether you feel like it or not. Practice ignoring any voice of resistance, especially I don't want to and I don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have a little chuckle at their expense and go right on ahead and choose your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. That's us. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
Thanks, Sherry. Take care.